Join the conversation on Facebook. Like the Cape Talk page to stay up to date.
Barbara Friedman. And then one has to ask where all the comrades were, the unions, when Dudu Mayeni was busy looting the place. And Jacob Zuma, where were the unions? They weren't anywhere to be seen. Now all of a sudden, people want to come and defend the unions. Nonsense. Anyway.
Okay.
Talk to me.
So the first story that I'm going to look at is this tweet that has been shared far and wide, which Julius Malema has sort of pinned to the top of his Twitter page, showing a selection of photos from a braai hosted by one of our country's richest men, Johann Rupert, in which he's celebrating with the Springboks. And in the selection of pictures that Juju posts, they're all white. And he says in his tweet, the owner of South Africa, referring to Rupert, had a braai with the real Springboks team in at his place. Laugh, 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 face. And obviously his point is, you know, Rupert only invited the white players. I mean, he didn't. And a lot of people were at pains to sort of post pictures of the beast, you know, who attended as well. And fellow prop Trevor Nyakana. And yet Julius didn't budge on this one.
This is the same Julius who asked the Ruperts for money. It's the same Julius who loves drinking Rupert and Rothschild
wine.
Well,
I was going to say, people did post that old pic that we spoke about a lot, like last year at their EFF AGM or function or whatever, where they had the Rupert and Rothschild's wine on the table.
Yes.
The journalists were posting that.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, the point is, I just think, you know, it's not true. It's actually fake news to portray the braai as a whites only event.
Yeah.
Yes, there were some of the black players who were missing. They're apparently preparing for the Barbarians game, whatever. I just think it's like trying to stir hatred. In the same way as I think there are white people in this country who do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I agree with you. It's not a nice thing to be doing.
Now, before we go on to your next story, Mike in Pinelands has given us a call. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Hi, Kino. I just wanted to support your view over the SAA strike and contradict Rodney in his earlier comments. The unions are like turkeys voting for Christmas. Their option is to allow a sensible staff reduction back to normal staffing levels at SAA, which by international standards is massively overstaffed as a result of Mayeni's incompetence.
Yep.
And now they're saying, no, you must keep the jobs or we'll go on strike and we'll cripple the airline permanently. You know, it's just insane.
They're not exactly saying keep all the jobs. I said what they are saying is negotiate with us first. You didn't raise it, but I bet you during those negotiations, it's in their best interest to keep as many overbloated, well, to keep the staff numbers as overbloated as they currently are. Because if they seem to be supporting job losses, then why do they exist as a union? It's
in their best interest in the short term.
Yes, it is.
But not in the long term.
Totally agree.
And I fully agree with Rodney that we need to be nailing these incompetent
execs
and possibly corrupt senior management. They're the problem.
Agreed.
But the reality is they appointed the extra staff, so they... whole restructuring must allow for a reduction in staff, and the same will apply to Eskom.
Yeah, well, some of the senior management there have not been there, you know, under Dudu Mayeni. Some of them are new.
They're having
to obviously grapple with some of it. But for those who've been part of the problem,
you can't take a bonus.
I agree with that. No, nobody should be taking a bonus. Pilots have been given an increase, though. Pilots have nothing to do with the state of the airline, and it's a critical skill for that airline to keep the pilots that they have. So increasing the pilots.
Can't fly a plane.
Yeah, can't fly a plane. I mean, you can hand it over to a unionist, and the plane will end up like the balance sheet.
Exactly. With a lot of reds.
Exactly. Well, Mike, great call. Thank you very much for making it.
Okay, kiddo. Cheers.
There we go. Mike in Pinelands. All right, Barbara, you've got another story for us. This is working a lot better, actually.
So the second one is a video that has gone viral in South Africa of a schoolgirl, beating a boy at their high school, Janvul Yun, in Randfontein in Gauteng. And we know that it's mostly women that get abused and beaten up in this country. Mm. But nevertheless, this video was absolutely unacceptable.
Truth be told, Barbara, and men also get abused, you know, not to the same extent.
What I'm saying is not to
yeah,
the same
not
extent.
Not to the same
but
extent,
it doesn't
yeah.
mean yeah. that this is okay. And in the video, she says to him, "Is he bang for me?" And which obviously is translated into, "Are you scared of me?" And she's like right up in his face. I mean, he is terrified. She punches him in the face.
Yeah.
There are other kids sitting around watching. And,
did you see the two in the corner busy pulling into each other?
Yeah, two in the corner snuggling and kind of like not saying anything. And
Yeah, and then he sort of crouches down and she says, "Why are you crying?" And I mean, what a piece of work. I'm sorry.
And I mean, she could, if you heard there, obviously it wasn't the clearest audio, but she does mention her name. So she was outed. She deleted her Facebook account. Obviously, people have retweeted it. They've posted it. They've said, "This is who you are." Her name's Natalie. I won't mention her surname. "From this high school, we'll make you famous now that you've removed your Facebook account, etc. Bullying is unacceptable." And, you know, Panyaza Lesufi even weighed in and he said, "It doesn't matter who you are. This is completely unacceptable." And she must account for her actions. So, I mean, I'm interested to see what happens. I mean, obviously people are calling for her to be expelled. But it's that anomaly. It is interesting to see when the roles are reversed and a boy is so terrified of this young girl who is really, really terrifying.
Yeah, I just...
She's
been suspended and good. Good. And everybody, I mean, you know, people do get bullied. And I don't think we now need to say, "Oh, all men also get bullied." Yes, it's so true that women are disproportionately, you know, really badly treated in society, bullied, etc. But, you know, we should not turn a blind eye to men who get abused as well. And I think it's so important.
So, yes, I've got one more story. I almost forgot that I did. And that is just this Instagram experiment. We did mention it a while back that Instagram was rolling out an experiment where they were going to hide the likes so that we could see how, because it was affecting people quite negatively. You know, people live for the likes of a picture on Instagram. And then if they don't get them, then they get depressed and all sorts of other weird stuff. And so they said that the experiment's been successful and that they're now rolling it out further. And they're going to target certain people. I think you'll get informed. You'll get a thing on your Instagram saying you're part of this experiment. And I suppose let's just see what happens. The move, in their view, is to remove the pressure and stop the platform feeling like a competition. And we want your followers to focus on what you share, not how many likes your posts get. But I always wonder, what is this going to mean for influencers whose entire careers are actually based on how many thousands of likes they get?
So maybe they'll get real jobs.
I mean, I'm not going to comment on my opinion on influencers. But, you know, because those companies that give them the water to hold or the makeup to put on obviously are looking at how many likes they get.
Yeah.
So this might be the end of that career path.
Yeah, maybe they can apply for a exemption. You never know, Barbara. You never know. Barbara, thank you very much. Barbara Friedman, she is our online guru.